This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, we're in the same city again.
Can't beat it. The greatest city on earth.
Yeah, I mean, we're
Pittsburgh, PA.
We both quarantined in a hotel in Pittsburgh. We're staying in
different rooms. Yeah.
Yeah, staying in separate rooms for 2 weeks, and then we're going to go into one room together so we can finally record together from now on.
Yeah, and then to the pool.
Well, no, Tim, I've told you multiple times, we can't go. I don't think the pool's even open at the hotel in Pittsburgh. It's very dangerous.
The hot tub surely is, though.
No, the hot tub might be all right. It's hot enough to boil off any potential viruses.
I like to get a hot tub up to like 170, 180 degrees.
Yeah, really get it cooking.
Yeah.
Man, I wish when I was on a vacation before all this started, I thought the place we were going to, the house we were renting, had a hot tub, and then it didn't have a hot tub. Well, it had a hot tub, but it belonged to a different like property. And I was real upset. I was just upset recently thinking about it because I was thinking, oh, I should have been paying attention to like, I should have gone on the website and seen what nights that property was available for rent. And then I would have known nobody's in there. I can go use the hot tub.
Oh, yeah. You blew it.
Yeah.
If I had a hot tub, I'd go in the hot tub for 6 hours a day, seven hours a day.
100%.
I'd sleep in the hot tub.
I get so mad when I go to somebody's house. I mean, this doesn't happen that often, but like you go to somebody's house and it's like, oh, we have a hot tub. And it's like, oh, can we go in the hot tub? And they're like, oh, it's not set up right now or whatever. It's like, have that thing ready to go at a moment's notice.
Yeah, I hate these people that are like, I have a hot tub. It's not a big deal. It's not that great. Shut up, asshole. It's great.
Yeah, give me that hot tub.
You just don't want me in your hot tub. I think they just don't want you and me in their hot tub, Tom.
Well, that's stupid.
Oh, it's not set up right. It fell for the oldest trick in the book. Well, let's set it up right. Well, I'll you know, to you, calibrate that, it takes a
that happens
long
with
time.
So many things with me, Tim. So many things I want to try that belong to friends just aren't set up right now. Just can't use them. Hey, I really need to use the toilet. Oh, it's not set up right now.
Tom, you did mention mm-hmm. I'm back in New York.
Yes.
Great. Oh, no, wait. I want to go in a pool all the time, too. It's another thing that I want to get off my chest. If anybody has a pool right now, you're not allowed to complain.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you can still complain, I think. But you have one less reason to complain. I would say they can still complain. But me and you, we can complain about all the same things that they're complaining about, plus not having a pool.
Exactly. Yes. Agreed.
It happens less with pools, though, like where pool. If you're getting a pool, that's like a commitment. You got to have the pool ready to go every season, where I feel like a lot of people buy hot tubs and then they realize it's kind of a pain in the ass and like expensive to run. And they're like, eh. And then, you know, those hot tubs just degrade until they're useless.
Degrade. I don't know. Yeah, what are we doing? What
they
are we
return,
talking about here?
They return to the earth. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
They go to hot tub hell. No hot tub. You know how all dogs go to heaven? All hot tubs go to hell.
Yeah, because they're hot. They like yeah. it down there, to be honest with you.
It's the devil's bathtub is what they call it. Lucifer's
Man, if
lazy
I
lazy river.
If I owned a hot tub shop, yeah, I called it the Devil's Bathtub. That'd be great. I'd probably get a lot of swingers coming in there to buy hot tubs.
You have swingers going in there to think that it was a place where they could swing.
Right. I think you can probably swing at most hot tub supply stores.
I mean, you think like after hours, they lock the doors and you put your keys in a bowl?
Yeah, probably not even after hours. I bet, you know, like any of those places that are family owned, I bet you could just ask like, hey, how about you and the mister? You want to swing? And they'd be like, oh, all right, well, are you buying chlorine?
We are in the market for a hot tub, so you
you know, yeah,
you
know,
got our number here.
You know, we're looking to swap spouses at some point here, or else why are we investing in this hot tub?
You think that happens at the waterbed store also?
100%. Tim, I can't tell you the last time I've seen a waterbed store, though.
They're coming back, Tom. I think that's what's going to lead the recovery.
Maybe
waterbed stores.
Maybe you don't see waterbed stores because, you know, how much space does a waterbed take? I'm shocked. You know, in this day and age of all these foam shippable mattresses, you know, we've done ads for them. I have one here. I love it. That the hot tub or the waterbed people haven't tried to squeeze in. Like, guess what takes up even less space in a box? A waterbed. Fill it with your own water. Like, look at our box is half the size of one of those other like a Casper mattress or whatever. Like,
no, see, that's your problem. See, because the waterbed, it's a waterbed scene. It's not you when you buy a waterbed, you're buying into being part of a sleazy community.
Yeah,
right?
Subculture.
So like, yeah, so if you're ordering it online, that that defeats the purpose. You're not going to meet other creeps.
Yeah, I forgot that a lot of the waterbed industry runs on a subscription model that you have to be a part of a club once you buy a waterbed.
Is there like a waterbed subreddit?
I'm sure there is. I still don't understand how waterbeds became the sexy beds, because it seems like it would be very hard to do anything sexy on a waterbed. Everything's sloshing around and like, whoa, seems like a fun bed. Like, maybe the bed to, you know, jump on, but not.
No, you never jump on a waterbed, Tom. Yeah. Don't even joke about that.
You end up, don't wear high heels on one either.
Yeah. Some of our younger listeners might try it, Tom. And that's not a good example to set.
I'm trying to remember. I think as a kid, I did know somebody whose parents had a waterbed. And like, as a kid, it was like, holy, this is all I'm interested in at this house now. I don't care if you've got a Super Nintendo. I want to see this waterbed.
Leopard print sheets.
Yeah. It's probably like, no, you can't go in my parents' room. It smells disgusting in there all the time.
Tom, today, I want to get into things a little bit early.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about the teens. I want to address the teens.
Okay. I think,
how many teens what percentage of people listening right now do you think are teens?
I think a very small percentage of teens are listening to this show. I think there are probably some people that listen to this show still that started as teens, but I don't think we're getting new teens in. We're too old. We've aged out.
Yeah, teens have no interest in what we have to say.
No, we're getting close to their parents' age. They don't want
it.
Some of them are their parents' age.
Yeah, definitely. Some of them were older than their parents.
Yeah, imagine that. And imagine they look to us as authority figures instead of their parents. And they're mouthing off to their parents, telling them, like, Tim and Tom would let me get a waterbed. That's why I imagine a lot of teens fight their parents about nowadays.
Yeah, that and like, Tim and Tom would let me go to this swinger party down at the hot tub store.
Tim, I think a swinger hot tub party is the last place a teen wants to go. Teens don't want to hang out.
It's not like
at a swinger party.
Yeah, it's not going to be like, hey, young adults are here.
Yeah, you could probably run a pretty good abstinence program by taking teens to swinger parties and showing them what happens there.
Yeah, much like the nude beach near our house when we were growing up, Tom.
Yeah, that's what kept me abstinent as a teen. seeing what age does to the human body.
Tom, I feel bad for everybody right now. It's tough times, and mm-hmm. I think it's...
Well, you said you don't feel bad for people with a pool.
Yeah, but I kind of do. I feel bad for teens, I think, most of all. Did we talk about this?
I don't think so. I know if I were a teen right now with all this going on, oh, I'd be a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. Because I would be like, no, I can do this. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, look, I found a website that said it's fine. Let me go hang out with my friends.
You guys don't even know. But summertime when you're a teen is the best time of your entire life.
Yes. And we have talked about that recently.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Teens, they kind of, and this is from my experience, you kind of think.
As an elder teen.
Yeah, no. When I was a teen, you kind of think like being a teen sucks. Because it like does at the time.
Right. Because you can't do stuff that you want to do that adults are allowed to do, like drive cars and drink beers.
But then later you realize that like being a teen was the best.
Yeah.
And your life now sucks.
Right. And you realize in retrospect, it really wasn't that hard to get beer. And you could drive a car at like 17 in New York. That was fine.
Yeah. And also like nobody like sometimes you got to get a job in the summer, but nobody like ever really needed to rely on you for anything.
No,
you didn't you didn't have to do anything.
No,
you get away with not doing anything.
Like at least for us growing up, in the suburbs, you know, and having it pretty easy. Like, summer job. It was like you have to get a summer job and then. Once you have that summer job, even if it doesn't pay that well, you'll have more disposable income than you've ever had in your life that you can just go spend on dumb shit.
And you won't even really have to do anything at work when you get there.
Yeah, people won't expect much. Even if it's a hard job, like people will expect that you'll fuck it up constantly.
Yeah, because you're a teen.
Exactly.
It's fine. Teens don't know that much. And it's fine. You should embrace not being expected to know much.
Yeah. Nowadays, I'm expected to know everything. People look up to me, and it's not always easy. Tim, sometimes it's difficult.
You and I especially were seen as an authority by so many people around the world.
Right.
It's heavy as the crown.
Yep. I tell you, the number of messages we get from upset parents every week telling us that their teen has told them they wish Tim and Tom were their parents. It could fill up a hard drive.
If you'd like us to be your parents, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. We should adopt a teen for the summer, Tom. Like, not in real life, but like we should mentor a teen. Ooh, that might be a good way to give back.
Yeah, you know what, Tim? That would be a good way to get back. To give back, not to get back. That would be a good way to get back at teens.
No, I mean... Is there a way that we can have some sort of teen mentoring situation, and then we can classify this whole endeavor as a charitable organization?
Ooh, yeah. Either that. I mean, this all ends.
Ooh, then maybe we'll get an award from the community.
This all ends with us eventually committing some kind of tax fraud.
But also, if we could do that, and at the same time, be recognized as pillars of the community.
Yeah.
Like the Lions Club would be like, we need to give Tim and Tom an award for all their mentoring that they've done.
We should probably give them their own lion.
I don't think they do that. What is the Lions Club?
That's what they do, Tim. To get in, you have to have a lion. So I think probably they give you a lion if they want you in the club, because they know like getting your first lion's hard, because anybody that... you're looking to buy a lion from, they're going to ask, well, have you ever taken care of a lion before? And if the answer is no, they're going to be very hesitant to sell you a lion. But if you've got one and you give them, you know, the special Lions Club handshake with the growl at the end, then they know. They know they can trust you to sell a lion to. This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting, you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's a lot of things.
Love, second. And then the treasure, that's also
the positive. Treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who have been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Tom. So I'm still talking to the teens here.
Okay.
All right.
And me, though, too. I can also hear you.
You can listen, but no, you can't listen. Can you take your headphones off?
Tim, I take my headphones off. I won't know when to put them back on again.
I'll give you the high sign. You know, I'm going to tell you, you know what? You can just leave them off, Tom. You can log off for all I care. Maybe we could just make this between me and the teens today.
Tim's teen chat. Yeah. Tim's teen talk.
No Toms allowed. No Toms tolerated.
I hate that.
Well, you're not allowed to be around teens, right, Tom?
I'm allowed to be around teens, Tim.
Look, this is a tough time for teens. A lot of them are missing their proms this year. And that's tough. Do you remember your prom, Tom?
I do. It wasn't that great, but I do remember it.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It sucks that you're missing your prom, but proms suck. Mm-hmm. But it sucks that you're missing it. But also on the bright side, you'll be able to complain about this
forever.
The rest of your life.
You'll be in this a nursing home complaining about it.
Yeah, this is something, and guess what? It might seem like it sucks.
I like the idea that we're telling teens, but guess what? You'll have something to complain about. Like, that's somehow better. Teens don't like to complain about. I guess they do, but they'd rather just, like, get the thing that they're complaining about. It's only old curmudgeons like me and you that would rather have something to complain about than have the thing.
Yeah, no, but and that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to give these teens some perspective here, because it seems like it sucks. It seems like you want this. You don't want to go to the prom, and you realize that like halfway through the prom, you're just like, "This is what I wanted to do. This isn't what I wanted to do."
Yeah,
and now, so you don't have to do that, even though like you'll never have that realization that like, "Oh, this kind of sucks," but you will have like, you know what? I was that year where we didn't get proms. And then people will be like, oh man.
Let's throw this guy rough. A prom.
Let's throw him an adult prom. Yeah. Every birthday you have for the rest of your life will be a full-blown prom.
A prom-themed birthday.
It's better than a birthday-themed prom. My prom theme was birthdays.
That'd be an amazing prom theme. Birthdays.
My prom theme was fifth birthday party. There was a clown, magician.
That would be a great prom.
You know what's effed up in movies? Mm-hmm. You see a little kid's birthday party, there's always a magician there. Yeah. Did you ever go to a birthday party when you were a little kid that had a magician?
No.
That's
maybe like one or two with like a clown.
I don't even remember that. That would have been exciting to me because I was a big clown kid.
I bet you were a big clown.
A clown came to my preschool, taught us all how to be clowns, sang a song about being a clown. He was selling a book. I bought the book.
Did he?
My parents.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you know none of you could probably read by then?
I could. I could read in preschool.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I was really smart. I peaked real early, Tom.
I was going to say, what happened? Went off the rails at some point.
Yeah, I learned how to read in kindergarten, but I currently still read at a second grade reading level, so I didn't progress much from there.
Yeah, well, you got cocky is what it is.
Yeah. This guy, Turk Pipkin, wrote this book called Be a Clown. I don't know I remember that, but probably because I read that book cover to cover 1,000 times before I was 6 years old. But then, you know, I never really saw any clowns other than that one time.
Yeah.
Sad.
I mean, back, yeah, when we were little kids, they led us to believe that being a clown was like a much more possible profession. Like,
yeah, it's not a real viable career path.
Nah, I mean, there are people that do it, but they're few and far between.
Yeah. Be a clown in this economy? No thanks, Turk Pipkin.
Yeah. What was your point?
No, they get to complain about it. Look.
Oh.
Be some capital for you to spend. This whole summer, or these past couple months, and in the next couple months, will be capital that you can spend with your elders for years to come. Like, oh, I was robbed of so many things at a pivotal point in my life.
Yeah. Well, do you see these teens that took the SAT the other day?
And the standard aptitude test?
Yes.
Standardized aptitude test? Yeah.
Something like that. Man, I saw a thing the other day with Mark Ruffalo, an interview. He was on Graham Norton, and he was talking about doing ADR for a movie, and he called it like automatic dialogue replacement. And it's like, that's not what it is. It's additional dialogue recording, Mark Ruffalo.
Really?
Yeah, unless there are two.
I thought R was replacement, at least. Automated seems.
Yeah, it's not automated.
Well, I don't know. They have machines that do it.
No, look, the whole point is they couldn't get a machine to do it. They had to get Mark Ruffalo to do it.
What about audio?
What about audio?
Automated dialogue replacement, Tom.
What? Mark Ruffalo was right. He knows more about movies than me. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Tom, here's the thing. If it was anybody but Mark Ruffalo, I would have piled on with you. And been like, man, these out-of-touch Hollywood elites, they think they know what these acronyms are. But Mark Ruffalo, stand-up guy.
Yes.
Never met him, but I'll go to bat for him. So I'm sorry... I'm sorry to make a fool of you in front of all the teens that are listening to this.
I thought you were going to give a real ominous, I've never met him, but I will one day. Yep, I will.
Nah, I don't think I will, and I don't aspire to. Meeting celebrities, Tom.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk to you, and you have nothing interesting to say to them.
Most when celebrities I've met want to meet me.
Really?
Well, they want to meet a fellow celeb. They want to hear about all the parties. What, you know, hey, what are the parties you go to?
Tom, there's a lot of things. John Krasinski had a prom for teens. Jim from The Office, did you see this, Tom?
I did see a little bit of it. Oh, let me just finish what I was going to say before, though, about the SATs. Apparently, like when you're doing the written part, you had to take a picture of it and send it in. The website didn't work with the default way iPhones take photos. So like,
yo, no, iPhone photos are BS, man. I always send them to my computer and it's this weird format that I can't do anything with.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs screwed this one up. Hey, can we just finally admit that Steve Jobs doesn't know what he's doing?
It's a relatively new format that's better than JPEG, but not as widely adopted, obviously.
He can't even open it in Photoshop, for cripe's sake.
I think he could probably open it in Photoshop.
I tried yesterday, Tom.
Well, I think that maybe they updated
Do you think they updated it today? Yeah,
maybe. They might have.
So wait, you had to take a picture to prove that you weren't cheating?
No, not to prove you weren't cheating, but it was like you would write, you know, your essay longhand.
Mm.
You know, like the old days, they still do it that way. So that it's like, well, how are you going to hand it to us? You can't hand it to us. You got to take a picture of it.
Mm.
But of course, there's a time limit. So a lot of people were coming up and they're like, all right, done with 2 minutes left. Let me go ahead and take this picture and upload it. I've gone over it a million times to make sure it's perfect. Use all my time. And what's this? An error. And then like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
So what happened? What did they do?
They failed and they have to take it again.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it's true.
The College Board didn't go like, okay, we're going to give you. You know,
no, because it's a time test. So it's like, well, what are they going to do? Just be like, all right, we'll take it. The essay that you were supposed to have like an hour to write, we'll take it, even though now you've had like a day to write it.
Maybe, man. So last few years have really laid bare how like nothing. If you put stress on anything, it doesn't really work the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. Everybody and everything should take it easy.
Everybody should relax for a minute. Jeepers, creepers.
But you were saying John Krasinski had a prom. Was that why he was arrested? I saw something about that on the news.
No, he had a virtual prom, Tom.
Oh, okay.
You know, he was doing this thing. Look, what's your feeling on John Krasinski?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, Tim, I don't know him well enough. I haven't met him.
Yeah, me neither. But my thing was always like, he was on that show. He was on The Office and he was a beloved character on that. But then by the end of the series, everybody was like, he was kind of like a douchey character. Like,
yeah.
Once he got everything he wanted, he kind of turned into a jerk.
Right.
And then he just went on to like do other things, like movies that, like before A Quiet Place,
mm-hmm.
he was just doing like weird stuff. He wasn't already, people thought maybe he was going to turn into like a prominent Hollywood conservative for a minute because of the Jack Ryan thing. Mm-hmm. And then he started this, he went viral with this Some Good News show,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
On YouTube. And it's like, oh, he's like trying to be like a beloved celebrity now. He's like a celebrity personality that people would be like, oh, wow. Yeah. He's going to be like the Tom Hanks of our generation or something. Mm-hmm. He just sold that Some Good News to Viacom and he's not going to host it anymore.
Yeah. That sounds like that was some good news for him.
Yeah,
especially because I've never watched it, but I assume the whole point was like, everything's bad news. So I'm going to make, you know, as like a public service, just like a fun thing to do, you know, put a smile on your face, cheer you up. And now it's like, oh, no, he's making a lot of money. off this thing.
And he's just like, and I'm out and I'm not doing it anymore. Now that you wrote me a check, I'm not going to sit here and friggin' talk about good news. Some other
shit. Well, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure he was like, you know, they probably signed everything and he was like, great, we're all set. And they're like, well, we can't wait to have you back in the studio, John. He's like, oh, you misunderstood. You bought the show. You didn't buy old John Krasinski.
Old Johnny K is going to walk.
Old Johnny K requires a little more scratch.
Tom, let's talk about the prom.
We've been talking about the prom. What happened his virtual prom?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. Did you?
No, I didn't watch it. I told you, I've never watched it.
I think I think we could throw a better virtual prom.
I think we're right in the middle of throwing a better virtual prom.
Magic moment.
I hope teens.
So bitter and sincere.
Teens around the world right now are in cocktail dresses and tuxedos, slow dancing to us talking.
Tom, you know.
6 feet apart, of course. Boy. Yeah, that's. The nuns at the Catholic school would love this having a prom during this time. Everybody'd stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah, but the nuns could never enforce the distancing at the prom.
Right. So yeah.
You'd have an outbreak and it'd be all the nuns' fault because they weren't tough enough to stand up to the teens.
Yeah.
Oh, great nuns, job, nuns.
No, nuns have no problems standing up to teens. Believe you me.
Yeah, I know. Tom, I know I've mentioned this a lot on the show before, but nuns love me. So anyway, do you know about promposals, Tom?
Yes. Although, explain it, because I thought I did, but now I don't.
Well, when we were... Oh, God, this is really turning into a... When we were young, this thing didn't exist. But like... I don't remember asking someone to the prom.
Yeah. I don't remember taking an electric car to the prom.
I don't remember watching a program on HD television and then leaving and going to the prom.
Bringing the phone to the prom? Well, boy, that's going to be an awful long cord.
I don't remember knowing about the existence of Channing Tatum as a person when I went to the prom.
No.
Man, things are different these days.
But you were saying the idea of a promposal didn't exist.
Yeah, so now what the kids do, you know how when adults ask other adults to take their hand in marriage?
Mm-hmm.
They often do an elaborate proposal situation. So sometimes, yeah,
you had a choreographed you had a choreographed dance with an entire town to ask your wife to marry you, if I remember correctly.
No, that didn't happen, Tom. You'll never know how I proposed to her. It was at a park in Amsterdam.
Yeah,
it's lovely. I got dirt on my knee. I went down on, I did the thing, and then
yeah,
I was like,
yeah, you went down one knee. I hope that wasn't the first thing you said after you went down. I got dirt on my knee.
I was like, will you marry me? Ah, fuck, my pants.
My pants. My stupid pants. Look what you made me do.
What were we talking about? Prompos? Oh, yeah. So yeah. High school kids do this to ask another person to the high school prom.
Yeah. It has to be elaborate. You can't just go up to them in the hallway and say, hey, you want to go to the prom?
No, you have to. It's more than oak tag, too. You have to get like glitter and stuff, I think.
Well, yeah. So what you're talking about is that they have to do it with like a sign that has like a pun on it or something, like something funny.
Yeah. But also there's often like a prank involved, I think. Like you trick somebody into thinking that. They're not about to be asked to the prom, but in the end, they are.
I think you have to play coy with the person you want to ask and pretend like you're maybe not going to ask them, so that when you do, then do an elaborate asking, it's a bigger deal. But again, to be like the promposals I've seen don't seem all that elaborate. They seem like nicely made signs, and that's about it.
Yeah. I think it's a good way to show off your creativity, but the teens this year are getting robbed of that opportunity.
They can still creatively ask somebody to go to the prom. It's just then
there's no prom to go to, Tom.
Well, but that's worry about that later. First, get the person to agree to go to the prom with you.
I think first order of business, once we're all out of the house, let's get a bunch of proms going.
I know. Let's get the prom industry back in.
Do you know about promnight.com, Tom?
And oh, no.
I'll tell you one thing. It's not what you think. Actually, prom, N-I-T-E. It's a brilliant business, Tom.
Okay.
They sell all for like prom planning committees, of which you were the head of your of your class.
Yeah, I was I was the head of my class, Tim. Thank you for recognizing that, because
no, you were like the guy on the show, head of the class, who's the computer nerd who sat in the back of the class and now is a famous Hollywood foot fetish. That's who I was saying you were. You know that guy?
Yeah, I know that guy. Thank you, Tim.
All right. No, they sell all the things, all the, like, you pick a prom theme, mm-hmm. and then they sell you all the props for it.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, promnight.com, after 2020, they're screwed, right? Because their margins can't be, right? So you can
they've,
have...
they've got to be sitting on, you know, an unbelievable amount of merchandise right now.
Yeah, so they have Starlet Fantasy, complete theme. The Starlet Fantasy comes with a Dancing Through the Stars 2020 numbers kit. It's these giant numbers that are like all sparkly that people can pose in front of. They have sparkly balloon clouds. They have all these things that you can decorate your prom with. Tom, you were the president of your class, so you were in charge of planning the prom.
Yes.
What kind of thought went into it in 1999, the year of your prom?
Well, so Tim,
21 years ago, I should note.
I was
is my 20th high school reunion not gonna happen?
Oh no, Tim, you're gonna have something to complain about for the rest of your life.
This is great. It's great news. I don't have to go, and I get to be like, well, I never had my 20th reunion, so I wouldn't know what that's like.
Yeah. Whereas all the people in my class just have to say, well, I didn't have my 20th reunion. I guess Tom didn't organize it. But again, in fairness, I didn't find out that was part of the gig until I had already won an election.
Right.
I didn't know that I was signing up for something that I'd have to do the rest of my life.
Well, you didn't.
No,
really.
Nobody.
You haven't been doing any of this stuff.
Well, I'm just saying nobody else, you know, is agreeing to something in high school that then is going to, you know, all right, well, that's a decision for life now.
I don't know. They make you sign those student loan papers when you're leaving high school. A lot of people still saddled with that stuff.
That's true, I guess. No,
that's a little bit more serious than every 5 years send out an email and be like, hey, we're going to meet at the local bar in our town for a few minutes.
I guess that's what I forget, that's what reunions are like nowadays. I just remember like my parents going to high school reunions when I was a kid, and it was like a big deal. Like, because they were like dinners, like they were more formal things.
Yeah, but people also used to have to wear suits to work, Tom.
Well, yeah, people used to have to wear suits to work, and
they had landlines in their home too.
And like, if they didn't,
stuff we don't do.
If they didn't stay close to their hometown, they just never heard a single thing about what happened to the other people they went to school with.
Right.
But my point was going to be, I was a junior and senior class president, so I also had to plan the junior prom, a.k.a. Right. the debutante dance, a.k.a. the deb, which I didn't realize when I was looking it up, that apparently that's an Irish thing. In Ireland, they call it the debutante ball, a.k.a. the deb.
Okay.
I didn't see, at least on Wikipedia, any evidence of that being a thing in America, but it was a thing at our school for some reason.
Yeah. Very Irish town.
We called it the Deb. I mean, we were in Ireland.
To speak with in the brogue.
I mean, we were, yeah, there were, you know, like most of New York suburbs, Irish and Italian, but like not recent. It wasn't like, because I can't imagine that, like, my grandmother had like a debutante ball at her school that stopped when she was like 10 years old or something. Like, you've learned enough, get to the fields.
They call it the deb, and then for the Italian side, we all had pasta fagioli for for that evening's dish.
the Deb, I remember.
Gabagool.
I did put a lot of effort into. We had a medieval theme, medieval times.
Really?
Not medieval times, but just a medieval theme. What?
That sucks.
Well, that doesn't suck. What sucks about that?
Is that your idea?
I don't remember if it was my idea or not.
That's just such a weird thing to
Why
have
is that a weird
to?
Thing? That's a normal theme. I'm looking at promnight.com.
We got a Dungeons and Dragons themed prom. I was in charge. Everybody loved it.
No, I'm looking at promnight.com. They have a fairy tale theme, which is very similar to what we
No,
were doing.
There's a huge difference between fairy tale and medieval times.
No, we had like knights and horses and
there were horses there.
No, there weren't horses there, but I think we maybe like made a cutout of a horse. I mean, we didn't have promnight.com. To go
it was in
by.
The gym, and it wasn't even in the big gym in our high school. That was the weird thing.
Yeah, it was in the smaller gym of the two. Although, to be honest, like as somebody that had to, you know, decorate that gym, that was still no easy task. Like gyms are big to decorate a gym so that like no part of it looks like a gym, really. I mean, of course, yeah. It's going to look like a gym. You're not going to be able to completely hide it, but you couldn't be like, all right, well, we're just going to like decorate up to half court. Like you had to decorate everything at least a little bit.
Yeah, you need a lot of streamers to make it not look like a gym.
A lot of streamers, a lot of balloons, a lot of oak tag, a lot of like rolls of paper that you put on the wall. All that stuff.
I forgot about those paper rolls.
Yeah, those are a real pain in the ass to work with. But yeah, so I did do a lot of work for the junior prom, but then I didn't do a lot of work for the prom because I didn't have a date to the prom, so I didn't really care.
You were a real great class president, Tom.
I got to see if I can find, there's a prom picture of me that like my mom insisted on taking, and like it's just me alone looking like very moody. In like a, you know, a suit or a tuxedo or something. I got to find that. Because I just remember being mad. I was like, why are you taking a picture? She's like, you can use it for your podcast one day. It's like, again, I don't even know what that means.
Can you send that to me? I'll make it the cover art this week.
Yeah, I'll see if my mom can dig it up.
So did you go and get a tux?
Yeah. I rented
go
a tux.
The checklist here. Yeah, I rented a tux too. This is why, hey, teens, you should be glad you don't have to do this stuff. The biggest racket in the world, a bunch of teens descend on the one or two tuxedo places within 20 miles of your hometown.
Yeah.
We
had to go a couple of towns over, I remember.
Yeah. And like I feel like nowadays it's acceptable for a teenage boy to be like, hey, I want to look good. I want to like get something that like is kind of cool. But back then, like unless you were just like, I will take the same thing that everybody on the football team's wearing and everybody else is wearing, you were going to get called slurs at the prom.
Yeah, I remember shopping for a tuxedo and just trying to find like, what is the most normal tuxedo you have?
Yeah. Because if I deviate at all.
Right. Like if my tuxedo has like a line down it or something, I'll never hear the end of it. Or if it's like a slightly different shade of dark black, like. And I remember.
And I can,
no, go ahead. No, you go.
Well, no, I was gonna pivot to prom dresses, but if you have more to say about the tux.
Oh, I was going to say that I remember, too. It was kind of, you know, these were pretty small, rental shops. And like, I think a lot of the towns had prom like the same weekend or around the same weekend. So like the longer you waited to go get a tux, and when you're a teen, you wait to the last minute to do everything in your life. The slimmer the pickings, which was also a problem. Because I remember getting there and it was like, well, we have like green tuxedos. You know, those are still in stock. Our brown tuxedo section is still, there are a lot of good choices there.
I remember before my prom, my date told me, she was my girlfriend at the time.
That she couldn't, that her visa from Canada didn't come through, so she couldn't come.
No, she called me up and she's like, just so you know, my prom dress is blue. And I was like, cool. And then I showed up on prom night.
Also wearing a blue dress.
No, I was wearing just like the tux that I was issued. Uh-huh. When I was like, yo, do something so like the jocks won't make fun of me. Like, give me whatever that is, the baseline tux. Mm-hmm. And she was so upset. She's like, I told you my dress was blue. Why didn't you take that information and use it to get the right tux? Apparently, my tux clashed with, it was a black tux, but I think it had maybe like, I don't know,
red
some flare on it. Yeah, something like that. Here's a tip for future teens, not this mm-hmm. year teens, but if your prom date is telling you something, listen. There's a reason they're telling you that. Yeah, no, I listened. I was like, cool, can't wait to see this blue dress. It's going to be great.
What you should have said was, cool, is there something I should do with that information?
Yeah, but when you're a teen, you don't know to ask that question.
100%. Yeah, teens are dumb.
Yeah. Did you take a limo to the prom, Tom?
I took a limo to the junior prom. I did not take a limo to the senior prom.
That's a racket. And in 2020, are kids still impressed by limos? Are they like, ooh, we're going to be in a stretch limo? Or is it just like, now, the only thing we know about limos is that they're dirty, and sometimes on the news there's a limo tragedy, like a little too often, because like limos aren't like technically street legal.
They're technically street legal. I think they're probably just like not the safest cars around.
Well, I mean, most limos are like aftermarket created. So there's
they're not stretched from the factory. Like,
yeah, it's not like the Ford stretch limo. it's like a regular car that like then some mechanics are like, hey, we can cut this in half and put another car in between it weld it back together. Yeah.
When we were teens, that was when the stretch Hummers became a thing, I think.
Yeah.
And that was primo if you had a stretch Hummer. I just remember like,
that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger, rode around in all the time.
I just remember when I was a teen renting a limo, I was thinking like, who the hell wants to be in this business of renting cars to teenagers? And not only renting cars to teenagers, but having to drive them around. And I remember, like, I don't even know how I found the limo, because I organized the limo for like a group of people at my junior prom. And I remember, like, I don't know, just having to like go to this guy's house, and he's like, yeah, here's the limo. You can take a look inside if you like. I need this much money. No drinking, no smoking. You drink or you smoke, I'll turn the goddamn thing right around. I'll tell you all to get the hell out of my limo. You got it?
But then did he wink at you?
No, I think he was serious. I don't know if he was serious or not. All I know was that everyone in my limo hated me because I was adamant, like, nobody can drink in this limo.
I put a deposit down. I put a $60 deposit down.
Yeah, in retrospect, I can't imagine how much it was.
There's no way I'll ever recoup that money from any of you.
Well, and then I also remember it was like, we had nowhere to go. So it was like, hey, can you just like drive us around? And he was like, nah, like, you gotta give me a place to go. So I was like, drive us to the Empire State Building. So like, we drove from our town into Manhattan to the Empire State Building. They was like, all right, where to now? I was like, drive us to the Statue of Liberty. I can't drive you a Statue of Liberty, kid. You need a boat. Like, drive us to the Brooklyn Bridge. Like, just naming things so he would have to keep driving.
What were you doing?
I don't know, just like sitting in the back of the limo being like, hey, is everybody having fun? And nobody was because they couldn't drink.
Yeah.
And like some people were making out and groping.
Yeah, there's a lot of groping in the limos. I think that's why the limo drivers are into it. Checking the rear view, watching that groping.
Saying, hey, oh, look at that. Hey, that's not something you see every day, but it is something he sees every day.
I don't know what happened in our town before previous proms.
Oh, I do. I can tell you, but continue.
By the time my prom rolled around, you weren't allowed to go to the prom, which was at a catering hall near the water in our in our town, unless you showed up, I think, 2 hours before at the pre-prom party at the high school. And what you would do is you would drive there in your limo. You'd get out of the car and go into the to the high school cafeteria where all the moms and dads would be, and you just had snacks, Rice Krispie treats. There were some sodas there, you must have liked that, Tom. While they all went through your limo and made sure there was no booze and drugs in the limo, they searched you upon entrance to the high school cafeteria, and you just kind of sat around for a couple hours.
Yeah, so it's like, even if you try to get drunk, like, we're going to make you sit here until you sober up.
Yeah, exactly. And then at the end, they were like, okay, time to go to the prom. They walked you to your limo, which they had already, like, you couldn't, like, oh, I stashed something. Like, you had to, like, wait and be walked with a school administrator to your limo to get in. That would bring you right to the, and I think they even had, like, it was like, what is that called when the cops drive you somewhere?
Like a procession?
Well, every limo, like, needed another, like, car, like, driven by a parent or school employee that followed the limo from the school to the prom venue to make sure that the limo didn't stop anywhere so you could get booze or drugs.
Yeah, an escort. That's what you're looking for.
Escort, an escort.
Yeah, you brought an escort to your junior prom, if I'm not mistaken, and you got in a lot of trouble.
I did not do that. But a very nice girl to the junior prom, friends to this day. Yeah, so we were escorted by a grown-up there, and then they pretty much, like, made sure that you went straight from the limo to the prom. And then I think you weren't allowed outside. If you, like, left the prom, you weren't allowed to come back.
Yes.
So it was like going to a prom in GD Soviet Russia, Tom.
Yeah, no, the vice principal told me what happened.
The prom went to me.
Oh, I see. The Soviet Russia joke. The vice principal told me that like a few years before they had a prom where I don't know if it was like the first time they were trying it, but they had it in, this won't mean anything to other people, but you'll know, a place in Farmingdale, a hotel in Farmingdale. So, like, not far. What would you say? It's a 15, 20 minute drive.
Yeah, probably. If that 15 minutes, I'd say.
Maybe it was further. Maybe it wasn't Farmingdale. I might be misremembering that. I am misremembering that. It was somewhere far. It was somewhere like far out east, like a nice hotel that had like a convention center or something.
Ooh.
And apparently everyone showed up just like blackout drunk. And like every limo door, according to the vice principal, they would open up and kids would just like pour out of it puking. They like went in the bathroom and he said all these people were snorting coke off the toilet seat in the
suburbs,
bathroom,
man.
Yeah. So it was just like a debaucherous prom, and the main problem was that it was like an hour away from the school, maybe even more, maybe like 2 hours. It might have been like way out on the east end of Long Island, like Hamptons or something. And they like couldn't get parents there to come get their kids. So like the principal and the vice principal and the chauffeurs like just had to like keep putting kids in their cars and driving them all the way back to our hometown, Babylon, and like dumping them out, turning around, going back and getting more kids. So after that, they were like, no, fuck this. From now on, the rule is the prom has to be within 1 mile of the school. And there was only one venue that was mob owned within a mile of the school. So, of course, that's where it had to happen. It wasn't a bad place, to be honest. It was a nice catering hall.
It was fine, but we weren't allowed to go out. It was right on the water, which right. is the selling point there. Like, I know, I've been to weddings there. It's lovely. Yeah. But I think we weren't allowed outside because we could have stashed
beer somewhere.
Beer.
Yeah, or liquor. Yeah.
Do you think they do mocktails at current proms?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they do something like that.
We didn't do that.
Yeah, we had soda.
A prom is just like a shitty wedding.
Yeah, more or less.
Full of people that you really don't like.
Yeah, and like you're expected to dance, but you're not drunk, so like you don't have any confidence to dance.
Mm-hmm. And you're the most insecure you've ever been in your life.
Exactly. And then at the end of the night, they're like, all right, also, let's end the night with a popularity contest. Let's figure out who's the most popular girl and who's the most popular boy. And they'll be
prom
the king and
king
queen.
And queen. Tom, were you nominated for prom king?
No. And I was furious because I ran the whole goddamn prom. I was told.
Yeah, you went stag.
I was told that I missed getting on the ballot by like one, that I was like the next one on the ballot, that, you know, or the like first one off the ballot. And I was told that by like, you know, like one of the teachers who was the advisor. And I was like, right, okay, so let's fix that. We're both in charge here.
How many people in your class do you think attended? What percent of your class went?
It was a lot. It was most of the class. Like, I mean, you know, I had I think it was 105 person graduating class, somewhere around there, and I would say it was like a good 80% probably went.
Yeah, see, I was nominated for prom king, and that was something
you
that
just
was
wanted
like
to rub it in.
No, because it was something that was like, hey, I was nominated for prom king, and like, you know, I think I was well liked enough in my class, yeah. But whatever. But also, I don't know who chose who was nominated for prom king.
Yeah.
And figure 80, we had about 100 kids in our class.
Mm-hmm.
So figure 50 guys, about 80% mm-hmm. went. So that's 40. I think 8 of us were nominated, right?
So that's 20%.
Once you like weed out the delinquents and the dirtbags and the stoners, like,
yeah,
there's probably 11 kids. So I like beat out 3 other people essentially that were like acceptable to be like, well, if he wins, it wouldn't be an embarrassment to the school.
And I didn't win. I think I missed out because I did a real bad job being a typical lame duck president my senior year. And I did a very bad job doing fundraisers throughout the year. And the fundraisers, the whole point of the fundraisers is you put that money towards the prom. And, you know, you do car washes and stuff like that. You sell candy or whatever. And that money goes towards the prom so that then the tickets are cheaper for everyone. I didn't really do any of that stuff. So our prom tickets were very expensive. Like you had to pay basically face value for these tickets.
Can I ask you a question?
So it was like going to a wedding for a lot of these people. It's like, you know, $125.
What did you think the duties of class president were? Because it seems like you just wanted to get elected and didn't want to do any of the things.
Yeah, pretty much. That about sums it up. You can't run on that platform, Tim.
That's disappointing to hear that, and very scary to hear that you did that junior year. And then there was another election and they reelected you, despite the fact that you didn't know what the job was.
I did a good
and didn't have any interest in doing it. It makes me sad for America.
It
makes me nervous for America.
I did a good job junior year. And I think I just kind of realized, like, I don't know, I didn't really benefit, like, personally. I guess I did. I think I made some money somehow. But I,
God, I don't know. And you still got reelected. We are all fucked.
Senior year, I was mad when I found, because I remember, like, going to, you know, the teachers or whatever and being like, hey, all right. Yeah, we're not going to have the prom at, like, that mob-owned catering hall this year. That sucks. Everybody hates
it. We're going to have it at my hotel.
We're going to have it at the motel by the side. You might think it's just a place for swingers, but they also do proms.
We're going to have it behind the hot tub store.
Yeah, it's perfect because you're so worried about kids going out and getting drunk afterwards. Now they'll go in the hot tub afterwards. And that's how I know about, like, what happened beforehand, because, like, I had a meeting with the vice principal because I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, and he was like, all right, let me lay it on you. Like, let me tell you what happened. And, I forget a bunch of the other details, but I was like, oh shit. Like, that sounds horrible. Okay. I get it. But I just kind of, like, lost interest in it. I don't know, senior year, I had a lot going on. And I had a date. I had a girlfriend for the junior prom. I didn't for the senior prom. So it was like, eh. Look, if the class wanted a cheaper, better prom, one of them should have taken me there.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can be our Facebook friend, I think.
Facebook.com/complete guide.
You should get off Facebook. Who cares about Facebook? Just gonna get people care, Tim.
That's what I post up on there. You can also go to you can follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. Follow us, me, on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at Your Pal Tim.
Check us out on Reddit. Our subreddit is TCGTE. You can also check out our Discord, which is Complete Guide, where you can chat. You can chat it up with everybody. Fun community there.
Yeah.
Been lurking recently.
Yeah, I've been popping in. I want to be more active in there. I feel like that will take all of my time if I start talking in real time to people.
You gotta start getting into games, man. Start becoming a gamer.
My wife has really gotten into Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
So my Switch is never free.
Buy another Switch.
Maybe I will.
His and her Switches.
Hey,
I couldn't imagine anything more romantic.
Did you do all the things? All the plugs?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, Patreon. Patreon.com/complete guide. Oh, yeah. That's the only plug that really matters.
Yeah.
For secondary podcast, Books of Podcast, this week Tim has watched Around the World in 80 Days. We're gonna talk about it. And then we're gonna vote on the next book. So you should probably get in there, become a Patreon subscriber, so you can vote.
What was the last song at your prom?
It might have been
Donna Summer Last Dance. Was it Donna Summer?
Yeah, maybe it was something like that. I don't know. It might have been Closing Time.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the thing. If you want to make it, if you want to hit it big, figure out a song that can be played at a pivotal point. It's becoming very obvious the more weddings I go to, how many artists are writing songs that are like, this is the song that people are going to play for their first dance at the wedding.
Yeah, well, I remember after like the Macarena was big, remember then the Dip came out?
Yeah, I put my hand upon your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Yeah, it was like all of a sudden there was just an explosion of like songs that tell you how to do the dance. I guess the Macarena doesn't tell you how to do the dance, but it had a dance to it.
Yeah, no, but like the first dance song, like there's a lot of like songs that are like perfectly the tempo and instrumentation is right for like the first dance. And it's just like, I knew from the first time I looked in your eyes, I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you.
That's like an intimidating first song.
Well, no, it's because for the first time ever, Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, that kind of first. I thought you were talking about the first song at a prom.
Oh, no, no. I was talking about weddings. No, the first song at a prom needs to be like, these days, what, Uptown Funk? Do all the songs have to be sanitized? They have to be kids' bop versions?
I don't know. I think you can probably curse at proms now. I think that's how far things have gotten.
Couldn't drink, couldn't do coke.
Right. And at that too, I was like, I don't know, like coke, like when we were in high school, coke wasn't a big thing anymore. It was kind of at the low point of coke.
I'm 38 years old. I've never seen cocaine in my life.
Yeah, I don't.
And I've lived in New York City my entire adult life.
Yeah, and like you've.
And I've been in like rock bands.
Yeah, and you've played in some very seedy places.
Yeah.
And like still, yeah, don't see coke. I don't know. Mm. Did you know that the, I have a few facts to wrap up. In 2013, the average price for a prom per family was $1,139.
Does that include the promposal? I'm telling you, these promposals have gotten out of control, Tom.
Yeah, that's insane.
I bet there's drones involved.
There might be drones involved.
Hey, Mom, Dad, you got to buy me a drone. It's for my promposal.
Stop I bet screaming into the microphone.
I bet so many kids get so many things. Get their parents to pay for so many things by claiming it's part of a promposal. Because I'm sure parents these days are like, well, it's a promposal. It's very important.
Yeah, and true love is important.
Yeah. I think 90% of people marry the person they went to the prom with.
Yeah, I think that is the case. And there's also homeschool proms.
Where you have to take your mom to the prom?
No, you don't get to take your mom to the prom. I'm sure some people do, but apparently it's pretty common at homeschool proms that it's like a statewide prom where all the kids who are homeschooled can go there and be probably extremely awkward and nervous around each other.
Yeah. Be introverted in the same room.
And apparently it's very common for parents to choose the music that's played.
Oh, cool. The same way that they chose everything about their kids' lives for the last 18 years.
Yeah, and now it's the big send-off. They're going to go away and become a well-adjusted adult.
You know, I don't know many people who had been homeschooled, but the ones I do are doing great.
Same here.
Yeah, so maybe there's something to it.
Maybe I'll homeschool you, Tim.
We can homeschool the teen we adopt.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.